I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of two more bishops in Chile. The two bishops who have resigned are Bishop Alejandro Carmelic of Rancagua, 78 years old, and Bishop Horacio Abarca of Talca, who is 64 years old. The resignations come after an investigation into sexual abuse in the church in Chile and the following cover-up of the abuse. Back in May, after a three-day meeting with the Pope at the Vatican to discuss the abuse, almost every bishop in Chile offered his resignation. Pope Francis has named two auxiliary bishops from the Archdiocese of Santiago as apostolic administrators to the, quote, vacant diocese. A fire in one of Nairobi, Kenya's largest open-air markets killed 15 people and injured 70, many critically. The fire started around 2:30 a.m., but the cause is not yet known. The market has burned a number of times in recent years, and traders have said they've suffered major losses, while officials complain of traders blocking the roads, keeping emergency responders from being able to access the area. Meanwhile, in Mumbai, India, a private plane crashed, killing at least 6 people, including 2 that were on the ground. The plane was on a test flight after being repaired. Officials stated the pilot of the plane avoided a larger number of casualties by flying into an open-area construction site. President Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will hold a summit in Helsinki, Finland, on July 16th. A statement from both the Kremlin and the White House said the two leaders will go over bilateral issues and international relations. While Trump has called for improving relations with Russia, the Trump administration has instituted new anti-Russian sanctions. Russian officials and lawmakers warned against large expectations or breakthroughs from the summit, saying that they have, quote, pragmatic and realistic expectations due to the range of issues being discussed. The U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops have issued new directives on Catholic healthcare services. The directives address a number of issues, including beginning and end-of-life care and pastoral and spiritual responsibilities of Catholic healthcare institutions to their patients. Among the new directives was that Catholic healthcare must stay consistent with church teaching, even with mergers and collaborations between Catholic and non-Catholic institutions. The directives also clarified the role of bishops in a Catholic institution, stating that with those that are run by a legal entity recognized by the Vatican, the local bishop or bishops share a responsibility in making sure that institution retains its Catholic identity. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.